We are live on Jaguars.com. Breaking news as the Jaguars select the number 33 overall pick at safety, Jonathan Cyprian from Florida International. JP Shadrick with you, with Brent Martineau from Action News. First of all, thanks for joining us.
No problem. Good to be here.
What do you think of this pick at Cyprian, number two?
I think it's a great pick. I was kind of going back and forth between Cyprian and Jonathan Banks, but I like the fact that they gave Gus Bradley a defensive player. I think we'll see a run on defensive guys here a little bit the rest of this draft. But they need help in the secondary. And earlier this week at the draft luncheon, Gus Bradley mentioned it several times that they don't have a safety on the roster in that spot in terms of starting safety, and this guy could fill the role.
Yeah, Landry's gone now, and I mean, of course, they've lost a number of cornerbacks too. So there was a need everywhere in that defensive backfield. You could really pick anywhere you wanted to pick in that defensive backfield and draft a guy. Right?
You really could, and you know that's why the cornerback spot was kind of where I was headed with two spots still open right now. But they like Cyprian. They had him in for a visit. One of the 30 visits that guys took. He's a big guy, 6 foot, 217 pounds. So it seems to fit that Gus Bradley style, what he wants to play in terms of a physical and fast safety back there.
Safety from Florida International. The head coach there, of course, Mario Cristobal, the former Hurricane. He's out of North Miami Beach, Florida. A year ago, 93 tackles, 3.5 for loss, 5 pass breakups, and 4 interceptions. We go now to the podium for the first press conference after the Cyprian.
Is that okay?
All right, guys. So we're excited about this pick, like we're the first pick. This is the same role that we got out of Luke. This is a guy that's extremely passionate about football, loves the game. A fit for us. He's been tough. He's been reliable. He's been consistent. He's a little bit of a late bloomer. Went to Florida International, but has gotten better over his career, and is going to continue to get better here at the National Football League. Had a really good week at the Senior Bowl. Really not only caught our eye, but a lot of people around the NFL too. We were a little bit surprised, to be honest with you, last night when he was still there. We had him rated pretty high on our safety board. I thought there was a good chance that he'd go in the first round. So we're excited about it. It fits a need for us. As Gus told you on Monday, we don't have a strong safety on our roster. We now do. So that was important for us to find a player where not only best available where we felt, but fit a need.
How do you weigh the difference between that need and your vacancies that you have at cornerback?
Yeah, obviously we have some guys that can line up at cornerback, and we don't have anybody that can line up at strong safety. And like we said on Monday, we're not going to be able to fill every single need through this draft. But we felt comfortable that this is a guy that we can come in and hopefully plug in and play right away.
Dave, what separated this player from the two or three maybe other defensive backs that also are probably rated in this 10 slots?
You know, this kid is just a great, he is a great individual, great kid. We brought him in for a visit, and we were so impressed with him as a person. He's highly, highly competitive kid, wants to be the best, will do whatever it takes to be the best. And that was really important for us. But he is big. He fits the mold of what we're looking for in terms of Gus's defense and being a system-specific drafting team. We felt like, you know, he fits our defense and what we're looking for out of our strong safety position.
Trade-wise, a lot of calls?
Not a whole lot of calls. We had a couple calls and nothing that made us – basically what we told teams is we feel really good there, but if we're going to do something, it'd have to be something that would really knock our socks up.
I'm surprised that the phone didn't ring off the hook, not just about a certain guy, a lot of guys.
Yeah, there was three teams that inquired. Okay. So,
Dave, can you tell us if there are – or maybe how many players that you still had first round rated that would be available to teams now in the second round?
That we had rated?
Yeah.
I would say there's probably still about 8 players that were first round picks, or that we thought would go in the first round that are still available.
This one? What actually happened then?
I think into the late 20s and 30s, there's not a whole lot that differentiates those players. I mean, from 32 to 33, from 22 to 33, you know, all these players are going to be good players, and or they should have the skills to be good players.
Were
you
tempted to take a quarterback first pick in the second round?
We had a lot of discussion before this weekend, and we felt like if there were players that we felt that could come in and be starters for us, we felt that we would go that direction over that position. Yeah, Gus felt like a little bit like Cam Chancellor, not not obviously Cam, but, you know, same skill set where he can play down in the box and Gus's defense and be more of a run-stopping, strong safety. He'll be in the back end occasionally, but not as much as, you know, your two deep safety. He covers well, especially tight ends, I think, will be a good matchup. He's long. He's got long arms. He's 6'1", so we're excited about that ability for him. Well, we felt like he was one of the top defensive backs there. And, you know, just in terms of his athleticism, his speed, you know, his instincts, he's a very instinctive player, and his ability to track the ball. This is a kid that's a former wide receiver, so, you know, he's got a feel and a knack for the ball. Both value and need. We felt like he was a good player and fit a need. So. I don't think so. I think some of them are at non-need positions for us right now. If it was a player at a need position, we'd seriously consider it, but it's a non-need position for us.
What's a non-need position?
You want me to tell you what our non-needs are? Come on, Vito, you know. Like, we have specific needs we want to come out of this draft with, and, you know, there's players that may be rated high that we probably not go in that direction.
Well, the players are rated high or not players they're looking at that position for.
Correct, yeah.
When you guys were watching this defense on tape, did you feel like you needed to add a guy like this, a guy who's just tough?
Yeah, tough, physical, aggressive, really good athlete, and we just felt like, you know, this is a guy that's going to bring a different element to our defense in terms of his toughness and his relentlessness in his play.
How intriguing
was the third ability? Very intriguing. He's played in every game available to him at Florida International. He's a four-year guy. He's 22 years old. And, you know, we said all along we want tough, reliable, competitive players, and we've accomplished that with this player too. No, I just think that his body developed later than some guys and just wasn't overly recruited.
For Carl Reed, where did
he? Very close. You know, it's they were all in the same conversation. We had some feeling that he actually fit better in our defense than a couple of those other guys. Yeah, they're going to have to compete for sure, for one, but we expect them to be, you know, good enough to come in there and start. We probably won't bring Jonathan in, but we brought Luke in today, as you saw. So.
Thank you, guys. We'll bring you up to Gus. And you got one more video?
Come on. Does it now look like you'll just pick seven guys?
We'll see. You know, there might be some offers in third round, fourth round, so we'll see what happens. I anticipate taking good players at some point.
Thank you, Dave. Thanks. Thank you, sir. Gus up here. Just real quick, yeah.
Go ahead.
Hey, I'm not mean enough to interrupt you. You just said you guys saw a little Cam in him.
Yeah, he really fits the style of defense we want here, and I told you the other day, right? Strong safety, you know. So, but he is. I really, really liked the kid when he came in here. I really liked his tape. We watched him. He's more of a strong safety type. He can cover the middle of the field as well at times. So, you'll see him drop down in the box a little bit more, and he brings that mentality. Very, very instinctive. Very instinctive football player, and like we talked about before. Tough, reliable, smart, very competitive, and loves ball. It's right to Jonathan.
What did he blitz a
lot? You saw him some blitz, but you know what? He had really good footwork, really good movement skills. Could had some range in him to cover in our principles of our defense. But he had, we call it clean feet. Came in and out of breaks. Took good angles. Had really good leverage. And a lot of times when you play the style of defense we have, it's not like split safety where if he makes it through the line, you've got two safeties that can come down and make it. Like, this guy's got to be a sure thing. So, but he'll play in the box quite a bit. And when we do that, he's got a lot of the instincts like a linebacker and a lot of the pass coverage like a linebacker, but just more athletic. So it gives us some diversity.
Look at the film, you got a veteran there last year. Just got better than that
guy once. I don't want to get into comparisons. I just know this guy's he's good. He's a good football player. Good football player. Yeah, you know what? I think I look at it as the whole thing now, you know, as a head coach, and I feel really good about our picks, just mainly like, you know, we said before, because these guys are really into football, and that's what we're going to build here, you know, and we're going to build a team full of guys that are really into ball and want to get better, and when you meet him and get a chance to sit down and visit with him, you'll see that how he's really wired. Yeah, he's got a passion for the game. The loudness, it was hard for me on tape. But, he is. He is very animated, but he just enjoys it. He loves to play the game. And I think he's going to, you know, add to what we have here and the attitude that we're looking for.
In your mini camp, Brzezinski was playing strong safety mostly?
Yeah, we did. We didn't have a strong safety, so... You know, we rolled both those guys in there at that position. And we really, the way we designed our mini camp was to play more flex side rotation where the free safety was down. So, you know, I think now that we've got Jonathan move on and evolve to more of the implement some of the style of defense that we want with him being down in the box. Yeah, we went through this whole thing, Dave and I and Andy and Terry, we said, okay, what happens if these three guys are there in the top of the second, or these two guys? And Cyprian was one of those guys that was, you know, we had hoped would be there. Now, you know, with some of the safeties being taken earlier, we were hoping, we knew some other teams had needs in that area, but we were hoping he would get to us. So, yeah, he's been targeted for a while now. We really liked him. We really, really liked him. And then this past weekend, we went through all of his missed tackles and tackles, and we fell in love with him even more.
So was there a time in the last 10 picks of the first round where somebody went and you went,
In the last 10 picks?
Of the first round. Has anybody gone in the first round who you thought might be here that you like, man,
You know, there were some guys that we liked that were taken in the last 10 picks. There's no doubt about it. But Jonathan was one of those that we were saying, okay, come on, make it through. And he was available for it. So it didn't take very long for us. Really, today, basically, we just sat and listened to see if there's any trade talks because we really, you know, knew the guy that we wanted. You know, I suppose Dave answered that. I don't know actually how many he got, you know, and three trade talks. But I know in our conversation we said it's got to be pretty good. So you want guys that can come in here and play a long time and can add to you. And it's hard to pass guys like that up, you know, to move down a couple spots. Or, you know, not that we weren't intrigued by that, but, you know, when you have somebody that you really covet and he's there, that's great. Yeah, and right. No, there's you know, those guys will compete, and we'll bring in more guys, and we have five more picks too. So, you know, we'll keep adding to it. And like I said, Vito, this is going to be a process, and we didn't want to get crazy within the process and start panicking or do anything like that. We're just trying to stay true to pick the best players that, and if we have a need in that area and they're the best player on our board at that spot, all the better.
Ryan, it's the last question. If you want to play John close to the line, how confident are you that Dwight can cover that kind of ground on the back end?
He did a pretty good job in our mini camp and, you know, what we saw on tape. So, you know, we're working. We just think that the whole group is getting better, you know, and when we can get a chance to go and have another mini camp and OTAs, you know, we'll challenge it and see. But he's progressed nicely in it. He's a really sharp player, D'Lo is. I mean, really sharp. And so is Chris. So, you know, they're picking up our scheme really quick.
Thank you, Coach. Okay. We'll have the player next door. We're going to go out here, Gus.
Seriously, you're next door.
Yeah.
That's
right. Yeah.
So what's your answer to that?
Yeah, but, you know, it's the same thing. You don't be able to all of a sudden do that. That's for sure.
Thoughts of head coach Gus Bradley after the selection of Jonathan Cyprian, the safety out of Florida International, 33rd pick in this draft, the first of the second round. We are expecting Gus to join us here on set in just a moment. We'll hear from John Osher, most likely coming up as well, the beat writer, senior writer for Jaguars.com. So Gus Bradley on his way in to join us. The Jaguars, of course, had Luke Jogel in the number two overall selection yesterday. Today they go defense. They could go defense for a while. It's a strong safety. Boy, that defensive backfield depleted. A number of players who were here a year ago are no longer here. So they start with Cyprian at the safety spot. And we're joined now by the head coach of the Jaguars, Gus Bradley. I didn't have a chance to really hear what was going on in there, but first of all, congratulations
Thank
on
you.
This pick. You finally got a defensive guy.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. I mean, he was a guy that we targeted. You know, we watched very closely through the first round just to see if he would be there for us, and fortunately he was. So we didn't have to meet really at a long period of time with Jonathan being there for us at this pick. But, you know, we were really in position to listen to trade talks, and it would have had to have been pretty good for us to miss on this opportunity.
Do you remember the first meeting with him, and what stood out about him in the meeting one-on-one?
You know what? We've always said we want tough, reliable, smart guys that are extremely competitive and passionate about the game. And I walked out of there. I mean, I ended up meeting with him for about, 40 minutes. And after 10 minutes, I said, I'm going to go get some water. And I went out and I talked to Dwayne Walker and Bob Babich. And I said, we got someone special in here now. And, you know, I know the texts that I've received on my phone, too, you know, from other teams and things like that. They feel the same way.
Sure. Gus Bradley with us live on Jaguars.com. What did you tell him on the phone tonight in the war room? What was the scene like there this evening?
Well, we had some pretty candid conversations in our 40 minutes while we were together. So I shared some things from our conversation, and he repeated the same things back. He's really excited about the opportunity.
You guys, I told Dave this last night, you guys have been really loose these last 2 days. Almost like the hay's been in the barn for a while, and you know what's going to happen here. You've been really relaxed, right?
I wouldn't say the hay's ever in the barn. You know, we always talk about the evaluation process is never over. And, you know, we continue to watch tape this weekend, and Dave and I watched some today. And you know, you're always evaluating players. And I know Tony Khan put together a tape for us again on Jonathan. So it's never over, but, you know, we feel pretty good. Our board is set. And, you know, we haven't moved many people around, and things have fallen into place.
Any action so far in the next coming up? Any calls, anything you can tell us?
You know what, Dave handles a lot of that, and he'll inform me if there has been any.
Sure.
But, you know, there may be some things that pop up with our pick now coming up.
Gus, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Gus Bradley is the head coach of the Jacksonville Jaguars. Jonathan Cyprian is now a member of the Jaguars, the 33rd overall pick in this draft, and we're joined now by the senior writer for Jaguars.com, John Osher, who has much more hair than Gus. This was a pick that certainly you kind of saw coming with all the players gone out of the second.
Well, one thing interesting, Dave Caldwell was in there before Gus, talking to the media. This was clearly a case where need and value combined. Dave Caldwell, I believe, said, we did not have anybody who could line up at strong safety. They had players who could line up at cornerback. So this was a case where the guy was sitting there on the board. As Gus just said, they love this guy, but he also fit something that they needed right away. And they feel a lot better that they will be able to run the sort of defense that Gus wants to run. This guy will be key to that. Starting in the next mini camps, I think you'll see them be able to put in a lot more of their defensive scheme. That was important to Gus and Dave.
And they couldn't do a lot of that a couple of weeks ago, I guess.
Right. Well, they just didn't have the guy.
Yeah.
And now they feel like this guy's a perfect fit. They talked a lot just now about the ability of Jonathan to play in the box and to be aggressive and to play the sort of safety that Gus played in Seattle. And I think that's really the key reason for the pick. They looked at this all day today. There was really no question in their mind this was going to be their pick. This came about. So they're ecstatic because they now feel like they have another tool that they can run this defense with.
First defensive pick for the Jaguars this season, or in the draft this year at least, Jonathan Cyprian out of Florida International. listed at 6 foot, 217 pounds, out of North Miami Beach, Florida. You know, they mentioned on the telecast when we watched it live that he was another one that had a great Senior Bowl week and really stood out to a lot of people for the first time.
Right, and absolutely did. And that was a key reason for the pick. I think Dave Caldwell went over there, Gus Bradley went over there, and they saw him working at the Senior Bowl. It was a situation where maybe during the season, him playing at Florida International, he was a first and second round guy. After the Senior Bowl, when he went over there and competed, he was loud, he was vocal, he made a big impact on the coaches over there. Clearly, he's one of those guys who went up in value during the offseason, may have slipped into the first round. They liked him as much as any of the safeties in this draft. So when he was there at the top of the second, it was a no-brainer for him.
It's basically is the first round, really, right, if you think about it that way, for sure.
One thing, too, JP, yeah. Dave Caldwell just talked very extensively. There was a lot of speculation they might trade back. Really only three teams called. So by the time they got to this pick, they waited around a little bit during the pick to see if there was any more information. Not much more, so they went ahead and made the pick, and it was a matter of taking the guy they liked. Gus Bradley talked some just now about, yeah, we could have maybe traded back a few spots, but when you get a guy that you feel good about, who you feel like can be a core player, you go ahead and take him.
Any quick thoughts on the next round, or is it too early to
tell? I have very few quick thoughts. I think people who want to trade, you might be able to see that. Overall, though, the vibe you've gotten from these guys after the first couple of picks is that if they like a guy, they're not going to be inclined to move back off of a guy that they feel like can play. I still think you might see them trade back maybe tomorrow, try to pick up a pick or two. But so far, they've seen guys they like, and they've decided to go with those guys.
John, great stuff. Thank you very much.
Thanks, JP.
Look for John's writing coming up on Jaguars.com. That's it for round two. The Jaguars select Jonathan Cyprian, strong safety from Florida International.